This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
I read this story on Robert Latall's website on blacksportsonline.com. And Robert always has all kinds of these juicy stories. And you're, you know, sometimes you're not sure if, you know, it's on target. But this was an ESPN story that was pulled and was not printed because, of course, you know, when you're sleeping with the leagues, you can never really go out and really report everything, right? So Ethan Strauss on this story, apparently now it has come out in some of the excerpts of the whole story. And if you're wondering, because a lot of us have wondered, bro, what happened to Mark Jackson? He did a great job with Golden State. Okay, so he had a difference with the owners, apparently, or whatever. Fine, people have differences all the time, and they get next job, and they get the next job, and they get the next job, right? All kinds of coaches. So you're wondering, what the hell happened with Mark Jackson? So Ethan Strauss reports on ESPN spiking Mark Jackson's story. It says, TV powers were reasserted in 2016 when ESPN the magazine attempted to run an article on the Warriors' rise after Jackson, authored by a writer I'll decline to name here. The piece was ultimately spiked, and not due to any errors or structural issues to the article had. No, the problem was it featured simply Mark Jackson's content was just too incendiary. And it was. And it still is. The article contained the following: extensive reporting on the cult-like us-against-them atmosphere Jackson had cultivated, in which he'd regularly demean the bosses to within the locker room. Allegations that Jackson had in his final days with the team ramped up with the religious rhetoric in ways that were increasingly extreme and divisive. Religion being divisive? No. Anyway, Mark also, according to sourcing, accused underlings of being influenced by the devil, inspiring Jackson to lay hands on them, to cleanse them of evil spirits. Yeah, no, that's a freaking kook that I'm not giving a job to. Maybe the guy just did the wrong thing. He made a mistake. Maybe he's an idiot. Maybe he's dumb. It's not that he has evil spirits in him. And let me, you know, straighten it out here by putting my hand on you. Like, really, dude? Two sources relaying that Jackson had referred to Jason Collins, who was the openly gay player, and team president Rick Welts, who were both openly gay, as penis grabbers who were going to hell. So, if you're wondering why Mark Jackson doesn't have a job now and why nobody will touch him or his penis, now you know. You're calling your owner a penis grabber and that he's going straight to hell. You can't make stuff like that up, bro. So people that he thought had the devil in him, he wanted to cleanse them with his powers. Oh, wow. Hands down, man down. Oh, God. That is too much. That is too much. That's a crazy ass story right there, dude. That's a crazy ass story. Now you know. Now you know why nobody will touch him. I mean, doesn't he realize that he's probably going to be coaching gay players? You think everybody in the locker room is straight? That's ridiculous. That's funny, man.